Welcome back. You're killing me, Smalls. Oh my goodness. So, in case you haven't heard, coronavirus, COVID-19, aka how to survive being locked inside with your family and kids. That's right. Oh my goodness. Well, COVID-19 pandemic has hit, and let me tell you something. Whether or not you want to believe that this is a real thing or not, I think there are still some precautionary things that you can do, and I think that ultimately we all just need to be safe. And so with that being said, yes, my little ones were not going to daycare. Not only that, they and still have not gone anywhere out in public besides the neighborhood park, and I think they have taken one trip or two trips to the pool. But other than that, let me tell you something. We have been inside. We have been outside in the backyard. Our backyard has been the playground for at least 3 solid months every single day. And let me tell you, you can get pretty dang creative in that backyard. All right? 2 pools, a little playscape with the slide, water hose, sprinklers, soccer balls, golf balls. I mean, you name it, bubbles. I mean, obstacle courses. Heck, I mean, my little one loved to mow the grass before the COVID hit, so we mowed the grass. I mean, let me tell you something. It has been rough. And rough is an understatement, because if there's one thing I realized is that kids need interaction with other kids. And not just their siblings, because the 3-year-old and the 1-year-old can only deal with each other so much. My 3-year-old needs bigger kids to interact with, and my 1-year-old, I don't really know what she needs to interact with, but that's just a whole nother segment right there. But I have noticed this, and I'm going to be real with you guys, and maybe you haven't noticed this until COVID hit, or I don't know, but the girls used to go to daycare probably 2 to 3 days a week, and when COVID hit, we stopped that for 3 months. And they did not interact with another kid for at least 3 months, except for their, you know, each other. Towards the end of the 3 months, I think we think she let them play with some friends of ours' kids, just because it needed something. But they need that interaction. Now, we did go on walks daily around the neighborhood, and they saw other kids, but they didn't play with them. You know, the whole social distancing thing, but man, it's been rough, and they need that interaction with each other. Not only that, but there's only so much you can do in the backyard. There's only so many times you can go walking around the neighborhood. Keep in mind, we did get my 3-year-old a Power Wheels Jeep, and that thing has been awesome. It has been so awesome that my 1-year-old, now, thanks to someone who has amazing ideas, my 1-year-old is seat belted in this thing, and I mean, it's awesome. To the person who thought of this, awesome. It's like a runner's bungee belt that you can put your phone in, and it's stretchy, and so it's put on the Jeep, and the 1-year-old sits in it, and so it's got a little give, but it, let me tell you something. They ride in that thing all freaking day long. And let me tell you something else. If you're ever thinking about this, go ahead and buy you a set of walkie-talkies. That's right. Walkie-talkies are amazing for multiple things, and they are amazing for Power Wheels. Why, you ask? Let me tell you why. You put one walkie-talkie in the Power Wheel, and you hold the other walkie-talkie. It doesn't matter how far they get. You can either page it, or you can talk in it and say stop. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to hear it. Now, we added some Velcro and Velcroed the walkie-talkie to the front of the Jeep. It has a little trunk in the back, but we Velcroed it to the front. And anytime I say stop, I don't have to yell. The volume's up, stop, brakes hit, they are stopped. Before, I used to have to run, try to keep up with them. I have to try to scream. And let me tell you, them little them plastic wheels on that concrete's loud as all get out, and they can't hear anything. But anyways, that's a rant I'm getting on. But power wheels, awesome. Ride that thing all day. Battery's awesome. That thing can go far. So that's one thing we did do great. But also, one thing we're not doing great on is learning. Classroom time. You know, I mean, they still need to learn, right? Still got to shape their little minds. And so it's one thing like I struggled with, because I'll be honest with you, it's hard to get them to learn, teach them something. You know, you play with Play-Doh, spell out letters on the magnet board, draw pictures, do arts and crafts. A lot of that stuff takes time and effort. And I know that sounds horrible, but, you know, sometimes it is easier just to throw on a Disney movie or an episode of Mickey Mouse or go just run around in the backyard and be crazy. But I will say that some type of learning, classroom style learning, was lacking, and I think that we needed that. And so, other than that, man, COVID has just been crazy, not just for the kids, but parents. Yeah, you want to raise your hands? Raise both your hands to the sky? Wave them in the air like you just don't care? That's right. Probably made you start drinking. I don't know. Didn't make me drink. But it did kind of make me lose a little bit of sanity, because you didn't realize how convenient it was to go to the store. Yeah, go to Walmart, go to HEB, not have to wait in line, not have to worry about if something's in stock. Yeah, that's right. Like, I never realized, and it's not even those, it's Home Depot, it's Lowe's, it's Best Buy. I mean, heck, Best Buy, you can't even go in the store still. I think it's all buy online, curbside pickup. And let me tell you something, furniture, electronics, I never would have thought that it would be so hard to find that stuff now, but it is. So, you know, this whole COVID thing is, it's crazy, but I will say, you know, take precautionary methods and be safe, be careful, you know. I'll say wear your mask, wear it out in public. I wear mine. We haven't taken the girls anywhere, but if I need to go somewhere, I got my mask on. Sorry, I got it on. You know, just, it takes me 2 seconds to put it on, and it is what it is. You know, so just try to be careful. Hand sanitizer, this and that. Now, I will say, the girls are kind of back in daycare one day a week, just because you needed something for them. Because I could really tell that interaction they weren't having, they needed that. So, but, you know, this is just something, I don't know, maybe you can relate to it, maybe you can laugh about it, maybe your kids are angels and nothing's wrong. Maybe you're used to having them home all the time and nothing's wrong. But I'll tell you, working from home and then having the girls at home and then trying to work from home and then try to get stuff done ain't happening. It was hard. It was so hard that I had to move my workstation out in the garage. Yeah, not in the office, in the garage. Little tower fan out in the garage. The girls know they can't really go out in the garage without an adult. So I was tucked away in a little nook in my garage. It was kind of peaceful. Open up the garage door, and it you know, this was couple months ago. This was a month ago, 2 months ago. I mean, it was pretty nice outside, so now it's pretty hot, and we're back at work now. It's a whole different rant. But anyways, man, COVID, coronavirus, how has it affected you? How's it affected your kids? Listen, this is gonna go down in history books when you think about it. This thing shut down schools. It shut down functions. it shut down cities, bars, restaurants. I mean, the big thing now is it literally shut down schools. Kids didn't have to go to school. Nothing like that has ever happened before. Nothing. This will be in history books. This will be one of those things, oh, we had to walk 10 miles, blah, blah, blah. Oh, do you remember when COVID hit? It shut down everything, the schools, no way. Yeah, that happened. Yep, believe it, that's what happened. So, man, it's just one of those things where you kind of think about it and you process it and you're like, man, this is actually a really big deal. And it still is. You know, today, you know, the numbers are shooting back up. The numbers were low, and then shelter in place got taken off, and then people start just flocking. I'm not going to judge anyone. Do your thing, boo. But I didn't. And then the numbers start shooting back up. Well, of course. And so now we're kind of back into it. But, man, all I got to say is be careful and watch your loved ones, watch your elderly, watch your kids, hide your kids, hide your wife. No, I'm kidding. Listen, it is kind of a big deal, and I think that everyone just needs to just be careful and be safe. That's all. You know, looking back on this, I don't know how long it's going to last, but you know, 6 months, a year, it is what it is at this point. You know, it'll go down in history books, and hopefully we'll get a vaccine for it, and hopefully we'll figure this thing out. But until then, we just got to struggle. We got to make it day to day. Stop buying all that toilet paper up and hand sanitizer and them sanitizing wipes. I'll tell you that. But hey, whatever. Anyways, I think that's pretty much all I have today. Just wanted to rant about COVID. Staying at home and the kids and random stuff. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. Subscribe. I'm really trying to get this thing kicked off. Really trying to start doing at least a few episodes a week and just talking about random things. So, kids, Killing Me Smalls, everyday life as a parent. You know what it is. You guys have a wonderful day. Love on your loved ones, and don't take each day for granted. Remember that. Thanks, guys.